boot camp. I joined the Navy in 1967, right after high school, because, well, I had no clue what else to do. I thought it might be fun, like joining a club, but with uniforms and boats. They bussed me down to the San Diego Naval Training Center, or NTC, which was like a mini city for sailors. It was huge, with rows of barracks where we slept, big drill fields where we marched until our legs felt like they'd fall off, and classrooms where they crammed our brains with Navy stuff. It was right by San Diego Bay, so there were always these big ships floating by, looking all cool and important. The first thing I learned at NTC was that you had to do everything fast. They'd wake us up before the sun even thought about rising, yelling, "You've got 10 minutes to shit, shower, and shave." I never heard that kind of talk before. My parents never yelled things like that. I'd stumble out of bed, half asleep, and try not to trip over my boots while getting ready. The showers were freezing, the razors were dull, and if you took even a second too long, the instructors would be on you like flies on a hot dog. We all smoked in boot camp. Not because it was cool, but it helped to keep you out of yucky jobs. Throughout the day, the drill instructor would yell, "Break time. Smoke 'em if you got 'em." If you didn't smoke or you didn't got 'em, he would say, "Don't smoke." Well, in that case, I have some trash cans over there that need cleaning. Get to it. One day, they told us we were going to learn how to escape a burning building. That sounded kind of exciting, but also kind of terrifying. First, they marched us into this giant building, and it smelled like burnt tires and bad ideas. They lit something, probably motor oil or some other gross stuff, and the smoke started curling up to the ceiling, thick and black like a Halloween fog machine on steroids. We all wore masks, so it wasn't too bad at first. I was like, "Okay, this is fine. I can do this." But then, the instructor yelled, "Take off your masks!" As soon as I pulled off my mask, it felt like my face was on fire. My eyes started burning, my throat felt like I'd swallowed a cactus, and I couldn't stop coughing. My lungs were screaming, "What are you doing to us?" Everyone around me was coughing and bumping into each other, trying to find the door. It was total chaos. Someone shouted, "I can't see!" which didn't help because nobody could see anything. Finally, the instructor yelled, "Evacuate!" And we all ran out, coughing and choking like a bunch of cartoon characters who'd just been hit with a cloud of pepper spray. When we got outside, I was gasping for air like a fish flopping on a dock. My clothes smelled like smoke for days, and my lungs felt like they'd been roasted on a grill. The instructor just nodded and said, "Now you know why you don't stay in a burning building." No kidding. I could have never figured that out by myself. The rest of training wasn't quite as insane, but it was still tough. We spent hours on the drill fields, marching back and forth while shouting, "Hut 2, 3, 4, until I thought my voice was going to fall out of my throat. The obstacle course was like a jungle gym for grown-ups, except way harder. We climbed ropes, crawled under nets, and jumped over walls. One guy got stuck at the top of a rope and just hung there like a wet noodle until the instructor yelled him down. At night, we'd collapse into our bunks, which were stacked too high like Navy bunk beds of doom. If you were on the top bunk, you had to be careful not to roll off, or you'd end up face-planting on the floor. Just like in the movies, the beds had to be made so tight you could bounce a quarter off them, and if your locker wasn't perfect, you'd be scrubbing the bathroom floors with a toothbrush. Even though it was hard, there were moments when it felt kind of amazing. The bay was always right there, with seagulls squawking and ships gliding by. At night, you could hear the waves lapping. Is that the same as crashing? And it made you feel like you were part of something big. Training at NTC wasn't easy, but by the end, I felt like I'd turned into someone tougher, faster, and ready to take on the world, or at least another burning building.